Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we head over to the Squire Lounge and Patio for Thursday night steak night. On Thursday nights, for $20, diners can order up an 8-ounce steak, a starch, vegetable, and dessert, all served on a yellow oval plastic plate. Patrons can linger on the patio or head inside to enjoy music with their meal. The Squire Lounge began its legendary life downtown in the 1960s on First Avenue North with Frank Lambrick. Years later, with the help of his sons Jack and Al, the business relocated to 1525 Broadwater, where it is found today. During the time, the infamous Paul Polly De Venero headed up the bar. In the 1990s, the Lambricks sold the business to Larry McGrill, who then transferred ownership to Paul De Venero and Jeff Flatless in 2011. 3 years ago, Reed and Shauna Pyburn bought the iconic gathering place and renewed and refreshed the establishment. Paul De Venero is credited with starting steak night at the Squire. The Pyburns decided to continue the tradition. So why did Reed Pyburn, the owner of the High Horse Saloon, with a long history at the Rex, purchase the Squire Lounge and Patio?
The High Horse Saloon, that is the foundation of everything. And it's May, 9 years at the High Horse, 3 years here at the Squire. And it's been long enough that we are financially secure enough to start other opportunities and some growth. The Squire was an obvious move for us. We had some relationships and some interests and some ties up here. And it was almost as easy as the High Horse putting the deal together. It's still a strange time then, you know, coming out of COVID in the finance world, in the restaurant world, in the casino world. The banks were really interested in your abilities to bus tables and understand this, you know, business. And so I was in a unique window of time where we were able to borrow and buy and try our luck in this industry.
Reed may have had some experience busing a table or two, while his wife and business partner, Shauna, also had a history in the food and beverage world.
She grew up in the bar business as well. Her family had the Rusty Bucket out there in Shepherd, and so she's not naive to any of this.
Being not naive, the couple also purchased other opportunities to help grow and support their current businesses.
The next part is the catering. We bought the old Mamacita's. It's called Henry's Kitchen now. It was Two Friends Catering. It's downtown at 304 North 19th. And we bought the restaurant and we fenced off the lot and we kept the kitchen in there. We use it as our R&D facility, our catering facility. And then we also offered as a commissary kitchen to people like Brandon and Nicole Raw with Opa Grill.
Reed's culinary savvy started many years ago at another iconic dining spot.
I started working at the Rex in 1994 with Gene Brigad, and David Mapplethorpe was my direct supervisor. Pam Listow was the GM down there, and I was there for 21 years. I worked there in summers as often as I could, either high school and college, and then filling in. And then after college, I really wanted to get into bartending, and eventually the management came along, and I was there as long as the opportunity was there, you know. And eventually at some point it was, you got to buy something or go to a big market and let's see how good you really are. And fortunately for me, there was some local businessmen that had some ideas and some interest, and the High Horse opportunity came along. I worked real hard and eventually, you know, bought my partners out and, you know, bought another place, and we're working real hard here to make the Squire as successful as the High Horse. And we're about there. It takes 3 years, and we are sitting at 3 years right now here at the Squire, and we are starting to see all that fruition, if you will.
Reed and his wife have worked hard in building their businesses, but this key strategy may be at the core of their success.
Remember, my dad always used to say, you want to be in competition with yourself. And I really am here. You know, we share a lot of the same customers. We're in kind of the same neighborhood. We are in Midtown. Both bars are in Midtown. They are both neighborhood bars, I think. The High Horse is a restaurant. There was some identity stuff in the beginning where we were a nightclub and then restaurant. We were doing bar, you know, what are we? We got the bands and stuff, but we've really, really invested in the restaurant business at the High Horse. That is what we do there. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, and I think we do a really good job, and I am super competitive in the morning, and I'm really trying to take some market share from these restaurants at night, and that is my goal last year and this year, is to really, really, you know, turn it into a steakhouse.
So if the High Horse is a steakhouse, what is the Squire Lounge and Casino?
The Squire, you know, we're a dive bar. Yeah, we got a killer patio, and we do events up here, and we do have a food program. It's called Topless Tacos. It's very successful. It's very simple, but the food is really good, and that was something that I didn't realize originally it had to be, but people were expecting the food at the Squire to be good because of the High Horse, and I was like, oh, I guess we better get our act together.
And what are Topless Tacos?
Topless Tacos. Top it, sauce it, cheese it. It's kind of like Fuddruckers, the same concept, but with tacos and Mexican food. We came up with this concept in COVID, my wife and I. How do you have a restaurant with no employees? You know, or very few employees.
Very few employees mean the diner can dress up or dress down every dish. The laminated menu that comes to the table is entitled Topless Tacos on one side and the Squire Lounge Breakfast on the other. Breakfast is served from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with options of a breakfast taco to tater nachos, biscuits and gravy to huevos and hash. On the topless taco side, alongside the mac and cheese boat, a topless dog and a quesadilla.
We got tacos, we got burritos, we got nachos, we got tamales. We have a local guy here that makes the Montana Tamale Company. You order with your server. We leave the buzzer with you when the food is ready. Your buzzer goes off and you come up and you top it and you put all the sauces on it and you cheese it. You got the queso pump up there. We got the hot sauce wall. We got to have 100 different hot sauces up there. And of course, all of our toppings, lettuce and tomatoes, obvious, but then we got lots of different cheeses, three different types of salsa that our chef David Young here makes fresh, jalapenos, olives, all sorts of stuff, pickled vegetables. It's really quite a spread of options.
On the menu, images of a cow, pig, and chicken lets the diner point to the meat filling selection she wants.
So we actually started off with some really nice shredded beef products, and we were doing it, and we had a great chicken product that we still are using. It's just great grilled chicken, super simple, lots of flavor, and people really wanted what they grew up on, and that was ground beef tacos. And so, once again, I was wrong, and we had to go back to the drawing board and be like, okay, we're just going to give people what they want. Just simple ground beef tacos, like in a soft tortilla like you had at home, and people love them. And that's what they want. They want a little comfort food.
Along with the Americana comfort food beef option.
We do a birria here also with some consomme. We do pork and we do chicken. And in my, honestly, the pork is the best. It's a wonderful green sauce that goes with it. It's good food, but it's affordable and it's available late. A lot of places close at 9 these days, you know. Where do you find food late? Well, we got it.
Perhaps the most important thing the Squire Lounge holds is its history.
The Squire is maybe the most historic bar in town. It was originally downtown. And the Lambrick brothers owned it downtown, and they were infamous in this community for a long, long time. When they moved it up here, people tell the stories, you know, when I was a kid, my mom would send me over to the Squire to get my dad, because there wasn't a phone here. You couldn't call and be like, dinner's ready. So this whole neighborhood is full of kids that used to come to the Squire to get their dad to come home for dinner. You know, he was visiting with his friends. And it's really been that. Jeff Flatness and Paul DiVenero. I mean, Paulie D is the legend. He's the man. Like, if you talk about the bar guy in the city of Billings, it's Paul DiVenero. And you talk about big shoes to fill.
But in the 3 years the Pyburns have owned the Squire, they have made great strides.
We have won over our clientele, and, you know, we're doing really well. Paulie's around every summer. He still helps out with the golf tournaments, and he's on the patio, and he shows up sometimes with all his friends, and I'm like, sorry, guys, we're full. There's no room for you, you know. And he doesn't smile about that, but it makes me feel warm on the inside, because I know we're doing a good job here. And, you know, I have an unbelievable staff, which is really the secret to all of the things in the restaurant business, because you can't be everywhere at once.
So who do the Pyburns hire to make their businesses work?
I always say I hire people to put sour cream in cups, you know, but I hire incredibly overly qualified people to put sour cream in cups. And so, you know, the food up here at the Squire seems very simple and whatnot, but David still makes sure that the quality's there. And he helps out with a lot, almost all of our social media. He handles all of that and, you know, a lot of our advertising and marketing, and he's really involved in those things. And we do events up here, and sometimes I come up with ideas that take a lot of work, and those guys are rise to the challenge every time, and we get everybody fed in an appropriate amount of time.
Reed protects those who work for him, honoring their talents and contributions. He realizes that work in a bar may have other challenges that do not arise at other food establishments. The customer may not always be right.
You got your team, and then, you know, there is the introduction to your customers, and, you know, they say things like, you can pick your family, but you can't pick your friends, things like that. All right, fair enough. The employees are my family, and the customers are my friends, and we are here together doing this. But I think that if you have good employees, they understand how to interact with customers of all types, all sorts, whether they're happy customers, customers that have an issue and they need help, whether it's customer service related, or, you know, they've had too much to drink or whatever. You know, there's training available to answer all of these situations, and that is our responsibility as management, to make sure that your staff is capable and, you know, able to handle these. You got to give them the tools and the training to do that. And like I said, most of the people that work for me are better at this than I am. They've been doing it longer than I have.
Tiffany Soska, who relocated from Oregon, found work at the Squire as a server and bartender.
I've worked here for about 2.5 years, and I've never bartended before, so this is my first time. I live just right up the street, and we would come here to hang out, and I just happened to be offered a job. And I love the owners, I love the people that work here. The people that come in here are really great too. There's a lot of regulars, and so they're just happy, nice, good people, just down to earth people.
Near the Squire, between 15th and 16th Streets West, are other drinking establishments.
You know, it is a neighborhood bar, and we have bars on either side of us as well. And we get a lot of people that walk over from the neighborhood and socialize every day. There's a guy called Wandering Dave. He stops by and has a good time. There's people that come in every single day, and they have a coffee, and they have a gamble, they have tacos, and there's recognizable faces all the time. But like I said, we are only 3 years old, and we're constantly seeing new faces here every day. It's a little melting pot, you know, keeping the old and bringing in the new.
Amy Rutt, sitting in the back patio at the bar with a friend, is part of that melting pot.
I enjoy it because it's got a patio outside, and even if it rains, like it just did here a few minutes ago, you're still covered and you can still enjoy the nice weather. I come here because it's an easy place to come. They've got music some nights. Their steak night on Thursdays are great. It's a feast, so come hungry. It's just a really cool, nice, chill place to hang out.
For 5 years, Daryl Thiessen has come to this cool, nice, chill place to hang out. He frequents the casino and enjoys bingo on Wednesday nights, along with sips of a Brandy 7. He comes to the Squire.
Oh, mainly because the machines are pretty good and the drinks are great.
Even greater are the stories that can be shared from the people who sit at the bar.
I got stationed here in 1971. Been here ever since. I was in the Marine Corps, I staff at the Reserve Center, and I retired in 77. I stationed here at Twilight Cruises in Japan. Then I come back here, and I drove city bus for 17 years. Then I retired from there, and then I worked Walmart for 10 years. And then I finally retired, and now I'm tired.
Carlton Taylor is at the helm of the bar today. He shakes up one of the popular cocktails.
Doing the original margarita.
A little salt in the rim.
Yeah. Hit the ice. You doing 1800 as well? triple sec. Splash of 7. Sweet and sour. And fresh lime juice.
Amber Brown and McClendon Pierce are at the bar and exude the sense that this is not their first time here. As she sips her Blue Hawaiian, she says of Carlton.
He's been one of my really good friends for a very long time. And also, the food here is amazing. You can get a $5 quesadilla with all your toppings on it for only $5. Super amazing. And then the Squire Patio is a good place to just hang out and just be with friends and get some sun. It's just a nice all-around place to be. I really enjoy it.
McClendon discovered the Squire many years ago.
I've been here for 5 years, and my brother is Blake Pierce, locally known as Blake from the Lake. He is a musician, plays in a lot of locations. This is one of the locations he plays in quite a bit. I've been coming here for maybe 3 years to watch him play. Every now and then I'll go on the table and gamble a little bit, but during the summer, the patio is a place to be.
For bartender Carlton, the Squire was the place to be.
Been a patron for quite a while, and then worked across the street for a very long time at the American Legion, and moseyed over here.
Carlton brought his knowledge to Billings from working for 24 years in Boston. Here at the Squire, he's found...
The clientele is amazing. It's always busy. The owner are awesome. Just a very fun atmosphere.
The fun atmosphere is spirited with not only cocktails. Owner Reed Pyburn terms his lounge as a blue-collar divey bar.
And so we do a lot of beer here, but we put in beers on tap, which has never been here at the Squire, and we put them on tap inside and outside on the patio. And that, people, you know, really, really, really appreciated that. Having microbrews on tap was something that the regulars had never been able to have access to. So microbrews are really, really popular here in Montana, and we change them every single time. We don't keep anything on tap. You know, after one keg, we're always mixing it up, trying to get as much variety as possible in. And that keeps people coming back, is, you know, you got to drink it while it's here, because next time you come back, it might not be here.
And so what are some of the offerings from the tap?
You know, so many here in Montana. Obviously, Angry Hank's is here, the big one local. But we come from Bozeman, and we use them up at Helena, Missoula. Holy cow, there's so many of them up there. But we really just bounce around. Our local salesmen kind of know that they can almost get us to buy whatever they have, because we are really looking for that variety, maybe things that you can't get at other places. And, you know, if it's something that people don't like, they got it's going to be gone soon and on to the next one.
Finally, the other most popular beverage.
The seltzers. Man, those are super, super popular here this time of year. And we got all the flavors. There's always a new flavor that comes out. There's always a new request for new products. And we do our best to accommodate. So we have the Dirty Polly. That's that Dirty Paul DiVinero Martini. That's probably our most popular. We have a Margarita Flight. We do some simple, sweet cocktails that are very fruity. Just right now, again, the drinks we've been working on are our summer menu, you know, coming up with cocktails with the fruit that's available. And, you know, they got to be bright and they got to be sweet. And don't forget, the logo has that martini glass. So we do really inexpensive well martinis. And people like that. They like to stick their finger out and have a little fancy glass.
With most drinks hovering around $5, the beverages at the Squire do not break budgets. These days, going out for a steak can be astronomically expensive, but not at the Squire. So when did steak night begin?
Paulie DiVinero started this years and years and years ago. They started off with a flat iron steak. Everybody got the flat iron and the same plate, you know, with the same sides. And here you go. It was the same for everybody, and they would do it in the summer. I show up, and I like to be a little more aggressive than just the summer. So my thing was like, let's go year round. And, you know, how do we do that? We need to have a plan, you know, winter, and we had to put some infrastructure in. There were some nights where we just had to cancel steak night. The weather was just too bad. We have a whole kitchen, but it's kind of spread out around the building. And so there's some logistical steps that need to be overcome. And
the beef served on steak night comes from a local ranch.
Of steaks, we partnered with S Ranch here, based out of Hardin. And they are as good as anybody, I think, locally with the beef. And they are very aggressive with selling their beef in this market, in the restaurants. It's the one you see the most of, I think, at least the one I see the most of at other restaurants and other stores. And so we do a rotation, you know, we do a filet night, and then we do New York, we do the ribeye, and then we do a surf and turf with the sirloin and three shrimp. You know, it's $20 plate, and you pick your temp, and we'll take care of the rest. Everybody gets the same side, the same starch, same salad, and the same dessert.
Running the kitchen is Chef David Young. He helped start the topless taco idea and oversees Thursday steak nights.
I kind of accidentally got into cooking. I was going to college for an art degree. Ended up getting jobs cooking to kind of work my way through college. Fell in love with it, and it's been 35 or so years that I'm still doing it.
So how did he end up at the Squire Lounge and Patio?
I had worked in the same place for a very long time. Nothing wrong with the job at all, but I wanted something a little different. My wife worked for Reed over at the High Horse, and I knew Reed for quite a few years. So he was looking for someone. He wanted to start food at the Squire. They hadn't had food here previously. So he contacted me and said, I need someone to manage the kitchen.
So what was the first order of business Chef Young needed to manage?
We started with just tacos and nachos, and we've kind of been adding to the menu over the last couple years since I've been here. And the idea is basically the same, though. You get your basic setup, and then we've got a toppings bar where you can load up with your salsas and cheese and all of your other toppings. So you get to kind of build your own. So it kind of leaves the creativity up to the person looking for the tacos.
Chef Young makes up fresh salsa daily for the toppings for the topless bar.
We just have a hot, a mild. I do a pineapple salsa and a pico. They're pretty basic. I didn't know if the pineapple one would go over, but that's kind of one of the more popular ones now.
The Squire Lounge and Casino is basically open all the time to quench a thirst or satisfy a hunger pang.
Saturday and Sunday, we've got breakfast served from 8 to 1. We also have the regular menu available. The regular menu is available from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock, except on Friday and Saturday when we're open until midnight. Monday and Thursday, we've got something different to kind of mix it up a little bit. So Monday night, we've got our Monday night barbecue. So we will smoke something. We've done ribs, brisket. We're going to do some smoked beer brats coming up this week. Done just a number of things, even turkey legs. Over the winter time, when it was a little bit snowy to be running that smoker, we switched it over and we're doing roast night instead. So we would just cook off roasts. We did, you know, just pot roast and turkey and ham and different things like that with a couple of sides. Thursdays, of course, is steak night. That was something that they were doing here before Reed took over, actually. We change up the steaks, we change up the sides. We started out a little more experimental, just with everything else that we've tried. We were trying just a big variety of different cuts and different sides and that kind of thing. And it turned out that mostly people just wanted basic, simple food, good quality food, good value, that kind of thing.
On this Thursday night, the Smoke Shack, an outdoor cooking kitchen at the edge of the parking lot, is the staging and cooking area. It's conveniently located right beside the patio. Here, Tyler Ellis, the general manager at the High Horse, steps in for a special appearance at the grill alongside Dave Young.
All right, so I just fired a medium rare to go. We got a 8-ounce New York strip steak from the S Ranch, the Scott family out of Custer, Montana. We're going to sear off the kind of the fat cap on the top there. Make sure that's nice and edible. It'll also give us a little bit of natural liquid to kind of sear it off on the flat top. We cook all of our steaks on this great Blackstone flat top. Sears in all the flavor, gets its nice color, nice crust on the steaks, and it works out easy to clean up too, but it works out really well for us.
The secret to starting the cooking so everything works out well is that generous initial squirt of
clarified butter. Everything's better with butter on it. So we do a rotation of four different cuts of steaks. Our most popular is the filet, obviously. Great cut of meat, tender, lean, still got some flavor to it. I'm gonna do it very traditional with Burgundy demi-glaze, Gorgonzola crumbles, mashed potatoes, usually cheesecake, and then a Caesar salad. So a really traditional steakhouse meal. Then we go into a ribeye, obviously one of the more popular cuts. Then we go into a New York strip, which we have right now. And then we're back to a sirloin, which you do a surf and turf style. The sirloin, we do an 8-ounce sirloin with three jumbo shrimp, topped with the sriracha honey. So a little bit of a different tie and everything. But, you know, it's a nice rotation. People get to kind of anticipate each week their favorite steak coming up and kind of fall in love with which week they want to come in.
For Tyler Ellis, how did he come into cooking and the restaurant business?
Started out at about 19 years old as a line cook at the Rex. Worked there for about 8 years. Then I helped open up the Northern Hotel. Worked my way up to the executive sous chef position at the Northern. Left there after about 3 years. Worked at Lilac with Jeremy for about a year. Moved over to Briarwood. Opened their kitchen out there as their chef. Went down to Last Chance Cider Mill with Jason Corbridge. Then went over to the Field House with Ben and Crystal. And then I took a jump and moved out to Old Chicago. Jumped on the corporate chain for about 4 years out there. Worked my way up as a general manager over there. And then had a conversation with Reed and Shauna about 3 years ago. Tried to hop on board with them. I've known Reed for over 20 years now. So we've always kept a close relationship and happy to be on board.
On board, down the counter, is Dave Young, readied with a plastic oval yellow plate.
Okay, putting together a plate, I usually start with the dessert, move along to the next side, which tonight our dessert is a chocolate torte. We've got steamed asparagus and a baked potato. Putting those on, topping that asparagus with a little bit of hollandaise sauce, a little sprinkle of paprika just to make it look pretty, some chives on the baked potato. Inside, we've got that toppings bar where they can load up with all the butter, sour cream, cheese, anything they want to put on that potato. So when that steak just came off the grill, I'm going to load that on the plate and we're ready to go.
Ready to go means on one yellow plastic oval plate is a nicely charred New York strip steak, cooked to desired temperature, a large fist-sized potato and many spears of asparagus, and a dense wedge of chocolate cake drizzled with chocolate sauce. The best part is that the chocolate sauce leaks under the baked potato. When was the last time you had a potato with chocolate? Whether a patron comes to the Squire for food and or drinks, the best part of the experience may be summarized by McClendon Pierce.
It's a diverse crowd, but a very welcoming crowd.
Welcoming is the Squire Lounge and Patio. That is the neighborhood cheers bar that provides the break from the worries of the world. This is a place one can go to where everybody knows your name. Thank you to Reed and Shauna Pyburn for making the effort to preserve the Montana way, the feeling of neighborhood and nostalgia under the big sky. Many thanks to Parker Brown for providing the music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I am always grateful to you, listeners, for your continual support. I'm Stella Fong.